we sell everything from cosmetics to beds, furniture, and we've been trading since the 1st of March 1913. So this is the third generation of the family. So my great-grandfather, Tudor Williams, opened in 1913, where it was just a very small shop at the time. It was a milliner's. And as the years progressed, we bought the business next door to us, which I think was Fashions, and the one next door, which was the Butcher's. So it expanded from one to three, and it's the store that it is today. For the past few years, the store, since we had a refurbishment, which was 2 years ago, we put a lot of money and investment into the store and hoping that we'd see, you know, just increased sales, more people coming in, but unfortunately it didn't really work for us. And I think it's just been across the UK, across, you know, it's been the same with lots of stores closing down and just having to reassess. It was about 12 years ago that the high street was looked into, so the planning of the high street and the walkways, and since then, so that was over 12 years ago, since then we haven't been able to get our footfall back up to what it was pre that time. I think that combined with the lack of parking, New Malden's quite densely populated at the moment, there's lots more you know, building going on and lots more people moving to the area, which is great. But we haven't seen those people come in store. We do want to keep it as a retail space, whether that's divided up into smaller units, more in keeping with the high street, which I think would work better. Because apart from Wilko, you know, Tudor Williams and Wilko were the, you know, huge square foot in for New Malden. So we're looking possibly to change and become landlords to retail units to rent out, so that would, I think that would be more in keeping with what the New Malden community wants as well. So we close on the 29th of June and we are having a sale from the 17th of May, and it would just be lovely to see everyone. People have been popping in the last week or so just to say hello, introduce themselves, because they either knew Mr. Williams or they, you know, friends of the family, or they just love the store and just really sad to see it go. So I would say keep coming in. It's lovely to see you. It's lovely to hear, and, you know, your experiences of the store and your memories.